Looks like no.
Y'all know where y'all at. Welcome back to God Seems a Child. Hour 45 of straight up sensual shit.
Nigga, I got shit to do.
Looking for a long session. Bring somebody else.
Hell no, you ain't no real G then. Get the fuck out of here, man. You wasn't doing no blood for him.
No.
I wouldn't pay that. Get the hell out of here.
What up, good people? We back in the building. It's your favorite people, Guys, Heathen, Child. Hey, man, them heathen boys gonna throw something at you today that you ain't had, but we gonna keep this thing going. Unfortunately, my co-host, my brother, he's down right now. So I'm a lone ranger right now. I'm your host, Mr. Jones. So listen, let me give you the scoop. Hey, today I got my homie, my friend, my brother, the cameraman, the man that put the sound together and all these beautiful videos. He's the man filling in today. Hey, go on ahead and introduce yourself, my guy.
Man, it's your boy, man. Fast Money to Connect, Authentic TV, right here, the heathen, the big heathen. You feel what I'm saying? Mr. Jones,
hey,
baby.
Listen, man, we got something special for y'all today. We told y'all that we was going to hit that gym with Miss Kales Marshall this morning.
Yeah.
And the gym hit us. I had to bring an eyewitness.
Yes.
Hey, listen. Yes. It was a hard start. Let me say that. I thought I was ready, but I wasn't ready. Because my mind's telling me no. But my body is hurting right now.
Oh,
so listen, we're going to give you the scoop, man. We're going to give you the rundown of the day. So listen, soon as we got there, Kels was waiting. She was waiting like Jane Fonda, like Billy Blanks. She wasn't bullshitting, man. She
bringing
was,
you in.
Hey, when I say she was waiting on us at the door.
Yes, sir.
With that smile. Yeah. See, that smile is what she does to us, man.
Gotcha.
It's like she's smiling. And I'm like, nah, don't hit me with that smile. She's like, come on in there. Next thing you know, she grabbed me. Get your ass.
Ah.
So your boys went in and got dealt with.
What
did you see in the beginning? Cause I was tired before we got started, man.
Yeah, you was a little tired before we got started, but I saw a little struggling Wayne.
Hey,
Wayne was a little different.
Listen, Wayne had that look like I really want to support, but I don't want to be in this joint.
He was in the wrong place.
Listen, he looked at me and I looked at him and I'm like, we can run. And y'all see the pictures on social media, man. Me and Wayne down. And we like, hey, you go that way, I go this way. You know what I'm saying? We can run about this joint. But listen, we got it in. So let me give you a breakdown, man.
Okay.
We did this this morning. My brother called me.
Yeah.
This brother called me. And hollered.
Yeah.
Hey, man. What we doing?
What we
Let's
doing?
Go. So that was the work. So I had to act like I was already up. Oh, no, we good.
I heard it.
Hey, man.
I do it well.
So I get on the phone. I call Wayne. He ain't answer the phone. I'm like, ah, he ain't going to be no re-nigger today.
So
I got to go pick him up. He going to be up in here today, man. So ain't no re-nigging, all right? So, man, we got up. We did our thing. I done ate some oranges. I drank some old-fashioned, some Godfathers last night. You know, we went out to a cool event, man. And somebody say to me, aren't you doing that workout thing tomorrow? And I said, God, let me finish this one, though. So I started loading up on water last night, ate me some oranges this morning, man, and headed on in. So as Kels is waiting on us at the door, man, my spirit just went way down because she was too ready. She was too ready.
She said she was there from at 6.
At
she
6.
She had already got her workout in.
She had already worked out.
She was waiting.
And you still got this much energy.
Yeah.
Like she really wanted to put it on us today.
Yeah.
All right.
One plan.
Listen, so she done went to us, man. Listen, we did this supposed warm-up. Whatever that was, right?
Right. Right.
I'm over there looking like Dragonfly Jones trying to warm up, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And so she started, before I even get started, the ladies in there was charged up.
Charged.
All right? They charged up, hollering. I'm like, why are y'all yelling at me? why are you yelling at me? It's 9.
Come on,
my
Mr.
Body
Jones.
Ain't woke up. I don't. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
It's too early.
Mm-hmm.
It's too early. But listen, man. She hit me with them damn squats.
Ooh.
And I don't know what women be thinking. Like, every exercise Kels did, man, was a squat in it.
Ooh.
Somehow, some way.
With weights.
With weights. Kettlebells. I'm like, hey. So, I'm like, man, I ain't going to let them show me up.
Right.
Wayne doing his thing. Wayne like, bro, I'm going to get through this, right? And I ended up going over to one of the stations.
Right.
With the ladder.
Ooh.
And I had just came off of doing the lunges.
Ooh.
And I bent down to get something.
Mm.
The ball. The medicine ball.
Yeah.
And my ass said,
where you going? Come here.
I mean, my whole right cheek just locked up. Oh, and I'm like, I'm over there. I'm in a whole position.
You was going hard, too. You trying to start off like,
listen,
you came out,
man,
like Tyson in a Tyson fight.
So,
you trying to come out like swinging in the beginning.
Dog.
You was swinging, dog.
I was swinging. So let me tell you, ladies, I apologize. We apologize for putting so much pressure on y'all. When y'all jump up on your feet and get the, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of y'all for having that kind of stamina. And
yeah.
I ain't never going to say nothing about it again.
We understand that, don't we?
Because I get it.
Mm.
I ain't ready.
Power of
them
the thighs.
Hey, man, the power of the thighs and that
Ooh.
Booty muscle.
Oh.
Look, man, that booty muscle, that glute.
Yeah.
Mine let me know I still got a little glute muscle back there. He just ain't been activated in a while, man. I said, God, dog.
Yeah.
So listen, so we going to run y'all through these clips, man.
Yeah.
And y'all going to see some funny stuff today. Mm. But I want y'all to know, from this heathen to you, that y'all got to show up for Kels Marshall boot camp, man.
Yes.
Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. It's pressure.
Super.
It's pressure. And I had to have eyewitness over here to just let y'all know how much pressure it was, man.
Yeah.
Man, we did squats.
Mm.
We did the ropes.
Mm.
And she can't just do one thing at a time. Nah, man, she starts you over here on these ropes, then you get off the ropes and you go over here and you get on a little cushion ball, do 2 push-ups, crawl
Ooh.
Off, and crawl back down to 2 more push-ups,
Ooh.
Crawl off. Then you go from that and you go right back to the ropes. I said, hey, can we just do one at a time? But if you think that's bad, man, we had 6-minute intervals going back
minutes.
And forth.
Six minutes.
So we started out with that, man. And the lunges. Now, let me just be clear on the lunges, right?
Mm.
The lunges, I hate them anyway. So you step up twice,
Ooh.
And then you drop down into a full squat
Ooh.
And right back into the lunges, right?
With the weights.
Listen, man. Sexy comes at a cost.
Definitely do, don't it?
Sexy comes at a cost. Man, I need y'all to know how important, man, it is to stay healthy, stay
man.
In the gym.
Yeah.
Don't stop working out.
Definitely don't.
Like, do something.
We got a new respect for women, don't we?
Now,
who
man,
wants to be in the gym?
Hey, man.
For the gym
I think women work out way harder in the gym than us any day.
Definitely
damn way.
Do.
You know what I'm
lot.
Saying? Well, we talk, but I think it's a matter of the dedication.
Okay.
See, once we get some titty meat, you know what I'm saying? You know, we tend to be like, all right, I'm done.
Right, right.
But women
right.
don't stop. Like, women keep on going. They really don't stop.
Right.
They don't get discouraged.
Right.
Or they don't get a time frame in their mind where they say this is good enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah.
We do.
I see it every day.
We do. We get a time frame, or we get some physical features.
And it's over.
And we good. And then you look 6 months down the road, you got that gangsta gut again.
The GG.
You got that GG again. You know, so, I mean, you know, but today, man, really, really, really excited me for the simple fact that everybody in there was charged up and ready to go.
Early.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, when I say charged up and ready to go, you know, it also let me know you got to come in there with the right vibe, man.
Definitely do.
You got to be ready.
They was already bumping up Boots and Yo Gotti on the
way.
Hey,
man, and when I say Kels was dancing through the whole workout.
Twerk team.
Okay, man, I said, dog. But listen, what I also figured out, you know, now that we getting up in age, man, you really got to do this workout to keep your sex game up, too, bro.
Yeah. You ain't working out, you ain't really, you ain't bringing the pressure.
I mean, I said, you know what? Doing that booty thrust. I've been slacking on the booty thrust. I was like, hey, man. Because when you, she said, when you come up, squeeze. I'm like, all right. And that squeeze stuck. So I said, hey, man, basically what I said, I got to get my squeeze on to get my sex game back right, man.
Yeah.
I said, hey, man, I've been slacking, apparently.
Can't just swing, huh?
No, man, that swing is going to do its thing, but, man, that squeeze is going to please.
So is that part of the motion of the ocean part?
Hey, man, it's part of something, but I think I'm going to get a motion later on tonight when that Charlie horse kicks up on me.
Now, that'd be real after the gym, bro.
Hey,
like,
boy,
Charlie horses.
You're going to see some action
there. And we still be trying to go. Like, we trying to not stop and shit.
Man, listen, when I say I really feel like I'm going to feel it later on.
You're going to feel it.
I'm going to feel it, man. Look, yeah. I'm gonna be in that ice.
Woo!
You know, and I'm liable to go to float Nashville.
Oh,
man,
my
get
God.
One of them little chambers and just float it out, man.
Float
hey,
tank.
Dude. But I'm going to tell y'all, you know, I think it's real important that we really think about activities, man. Because, you know, as we get older, our muscles, man, they don't develop as fast as they used to. You know what I'm saying? That muscle memory kick in, but it's got layers on top of it now. You know what I'm saying?
Got to break through.
Yeah, man, and that libido really depends on, you know, your activity.
Definitely depends on pumping, keeping your testosterone up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, but, you know, I tell you what, when you stay out of there for so long, and that takes me back to Brother Emmanuel Gibson, man.
Okay.
You know, he stay in the mirror, man, flexing and going on. And, like, I ain't got to have them big muscles like that, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, damn, though, I got to do something better, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'm – look, and I got my little guy I'm always running around with. My daughter always trying to get me to do some kind of ballet dance.
Okay.
I'm like, baby, I ain't that flexible no more. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But I got to get with it, bro. You know, and this woman taught me a lesson. Get your ass back in there. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but even on top of that, you know, I think just for your mindset, man, your mind, you know, because after a while with me and Wayne, it was challenging to get going, right?
Right.
But once we got going, you know, I really feel like mentally we locked in.
Yeah.
And I looked at Wayne, man, he got this serious look on his face, man. He pinned up against the wall doing them curls. And my brother got this look. I'm like, he locked in.
He locked,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but you take that in the gym, but it also translates into whatever you're doing.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Because when you get locked into what you're doing, you switch in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a switch go off, and like, boom. You know, you locked in, and you engaged, and now you fully focused on it, right?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Man, I'm telling you. But listen, man, these clips, y'all going to die laughing. I promise you that. Y'all are definitely going to have a good time. Y'all are definitely going to enjoy watching us get abused by Kale. Oh,
6 minutes.
6 minute intervals, man.
Mm.
So, but like I said, you know, today we wanted to definitely take y'all on a journey, man. We want to take it out of the studio, take it to the streets, man.
Yeah.
And definitely support our local businesses, support our local people right here in the backyard.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I mean? So I tell you, it started with Kels this morning.
Mm.
She whooped up on us.
Boom, bow.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
We took some motivational pictures.
Mm.
Motivational pictures. we were booked. We was tired.
He said, Wayne said, this might be a start of something.
But then, he did
say that.
He did.
He said that.
And you know one thing about my brother, man, when he say he gonna do it, he gonna do it.
Yeah.
So I really think Wayne is probably gonna be back.
You gonna be back?
I think he's gonna be back. I'm not gonna put myself in that predicament and say nothing like that because I'm liable to renege on that. It hurt. It hurt. You know.
I think
what
we
had
to put a small wage on Wayne gonna be back.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
You got five on it.
Got to.
Yeah, man.
I got five only because.
You saying he going to come back?
I'm saying he not.
I say he going to come back.
Because I know once that soreness kick in, when he wake up tomorrow, he going to be a different person.
So you don't believe my brother going to come back?
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm going to win this bet because I'm going to motivate that fool all week. I'm going to tell him how sexy he look. Nigga, you look sexy as hell. You know what I'm saying? Man, Sonya going to be like, bro, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to motivate the hell out of him
for 16 minutes.
I'm going to win this bet.
He went for 16.
16?
He went for 16. He going to break a record tonight.
You know what? He might break that 15.
He might break it.
He might break that 15.
He might lock up, though.
I tell you what, when that pain hit one day, he went from 15 to 13. Real quick. Hey, you know what, though? I'm going to take that bet. Five. We got five on it.
Five on it, baby.
My brother going to show up. My brother going to show up next week. And just for that, I'm going to show up next week with
him. Uh-oh. See?
I'm going to show up next week with my brother, man.
See what you're doing?
Now, hey, now we got DeAndra Brooks.
Uh-oh.
She do the little dancing thing, right?
Okay.
She like, come dance with me in Murfreesboro. Now, let me tell you, 1440 down the street, you asked me to get up early to come to Murfreesboro. Hey. Better have some Krispy Kreme waiting on me. I'm going to need you to lure me in with something, baby.
Shout out to Krispy Kreme.
Hey, so, but after that, man, we was like, you know what? We don't want to waste this workout.
No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what's the next move?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we got a good burn in. I had my calories on. Mm-hmm. I had my little clock on, man, watching how much I burned.
Okay.
And I counted everything. Even though I had to go to the bathroom, I counted going to the bathroom. Walking to the bathroom counts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me talking counted too. You know what I'm saying? That was about 150 calories right there, burn. So... But, you know, we wanted to make sure the nutrition was right.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. So we had to go visit my homeboy, our homeboy, Mike True, man.
True.
We went on the Trippies. You know what I'm saying? We got there, and, you know, Mike, he's so serious sometimes, man. You know, I'm going to throw something at him, going to break him down. Like, man, you know, he was ready to go have it today.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, Mike was prepared for us, man. What did you get?
I got the lemon pepper steppers.
Okay.
Yeah.
The lemon and the hot chicken joint
as
well. So, hey, listen, man, I bit into this sandwich, and Mike keeps saying, that's not meat.
Mm.
And you know how Mike get, man. He be serious. That's not meat. That's plant-based. You know what I'm saying?
Protein.
With my special secret sauce on it. You know what
not
I'm saying?
Not out the can.
Not out the can.
Yeah.
So, man, I bit into that sandwich, dog, and I was like, yo. I said,
crunch.
Bro, you lying. He's like, man, I'm for real.
Yeah.
It's not me.
I felt the crunch. He was like.
You can clearly see we done already started tripping out of here, tripping. You know what I mean? Listen here, Mike. Mike gonna bring it all. Y'all check the menu out. I told you these heathens gonna hit you with something different today, all right? So let's be clear. We hit that gym this morning. My brother tried to slide out of this part of the show today with eating healthy. Listen, Mike done whipped up something for us, man. Please break it down for him, Mike.
Man, I done gave him the lemon pepper stepper. Mm-hmm. It's a pea protein, chicken, lettuce, tomato, smart bacon, which is made out of seitan on a Kaiser bun with vegan cheese, cheddar cheese, and then the famous Trippie sauce and Trippie's plant-based diet, man. Y'all already know how we coming, man.
Hey, listen, man, we're going to bite into this thing.
Yeah, and
I can tell y'all the truth.
Chicken is seasoned with lemon pepper. But it's my special lemon pepper, cause so it ain't just lemon pepper straight out the can.
It ain't no regular record.
Nah, it ain't regular. It's
man,
got that whip on it.
Listen, we're going to bite into this thing. We done hit that gym, now it's trying to get some nutrition. Man, that shit!
Hey, I told you won't be able to tell the difference. If you zoom in on the camera and look at it, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Mmm. Oh, that ain't chicken.
So texture, all the y'all mean, cause so Trippies was designed because it's gonna trip you out that it's not meat. You see what I'm saying? So this is what I call transitional vegan food. We not focused on trying to get the super, super, super healthy stuff like the kale wraps and all that.
Yeah.
We focused on the meat eaters, people who eat meat, who wanna convert, who don't want to eat grass, as they say.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? This is what you can eat instead of eating grass, because you would go to Chick-fil-A somewhere and order this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Any other fast food restaurant. So what we're trying to do is transitional fast food.
Listen, this is absolutely delicious. It's done tripped me out. Let's say that. Because I'm thinking I'm eating some meat right now, and it's got bacon on it.
Yeah. And the bacon tastes like bacon. It's all 100.
Hey, real talk, Wayne. We got something for you, Playboy. We got something for you. So, hey, love y'all. Had to go support the boy, Mike True.
Please, please.
He's here. Listen, man, 811.
811 Sweet H, Dickinson Pike, Nashville, Tennessee, 37207. We open Tuesday through Saturday. Some days on Sunday, we do Soul Food Sunday. Just follow the page on Instagram at Trippy's Plant-Based Diner, and it'll tell you everything we're doing, our hours and location.
Man, I'm gonna finish my sandwich. We out of here, baby.
Peace.
Heathens.
Peace.
We topped it off, man. So today was a good day. Yeah. My punk ass brother bailed out on the vegan. Listen, my brother eat four things. Wayne eats four things. Anything outside of that four, he ain't gonna go. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I call my brother, hey, Wayne, where you at, bro? Man, something came up. I said, bro, I ain't even arguing with him. I'm like, Yeah. So I know what it was, man.
What was it?
But really, Wayne's still on that stretcher from this morning.
Wayne in the bed, man.
Man, Wayne in the bed, bro.
Got a jacuzzi somewhere.
He done blamed it on everything but the truth.
Oh, man. He ain't coming back out the house today.
He ain't coming back out today, man. Oh, my man laid on a bed of ice right now. Hey, so listen, shout out to Trippies. But look, we ain't going to hold y'all. I told you it's going to be a special episode.
Yeah.
We're going to make it special, man. We're going to run these clips, show y'all the activities for the day. Yeah. Listen, we got more coming at you as well, because we're going to do this with all the other small businesses around here, too. If you got a small business you want us to represent, listen, holler at us, man. We're going to come visit. We're going to show up. I don't care what it is. You could be a dog groomer, man. We coming through. We want to see. I want to put some freaking lines in a dog. You know what I'm saying? Edge men. You know what I'm saying? Let me fade him up right for you.
Right.
You know, so definitely, huh? The producer said we're going to get the puppies cute for the bitches, you know?
Yeah.
Listen. So, hey, what we going to do, man? We're going to come visit. So, you can reach us at GodsEthanChild@gmail.com. You can reach us at www.GodsEthanChild.com. You can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram. Hit us up on TikTok. It don't matter, wherever. You know what I'm saying? GodsEthanChild. Listen, go like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. You can subscribe on all the podcast streaming. Hey, wherever you get your podcast, you can listen to us, all right? Yeah. But listen, you want us to show up? Holler at us, because we're going to show up, all right? We're going to show up, and we're going to show out. You know what I'm saying? We're going to represent. We want you to get some shine, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to let y'all see these clips. We want to hear the feedback. Don't be talking crazy. Don't be talking crazy.
Leave your comments.
You know, hey. Good comments. Don't be talking crazy on that, man. You know, because I look broken in there, all right? So, yo.
Killed it.
I killed it. All right, man.
You killed it,
man. And it killed me because I'm feeling it right now. It killed me too, bro.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all watch these clips, man. Get you some laughs, but I want y'all to show up at Kels Marshall Boot Camp, man, because Kels is putting it down.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, she is unbelievably fit. Okay.
I'm going to play with you.
I'm telling she ain't playing, y'all. Mm-hmm. And then once y'all do that, let's go holler at my boy Mike True over at Trippies. Let's try something new. The cool thing, man, he calls it Trippy because it's going to trip you out that it's not meat. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, big bucks, no whammies. It's going to trip you out that you are not eating meat, but you're going to swear you are. You know what I mean? So listen, have fun with this.
Yeah.
Give us some feedback. I got an eyewitness that was behind the camera. It ain't no lies, player. Y'all finna see it for yourself. So listen, without further ado, we're gonna run this thing for y'all. We love you. We out of here. Make sure you stay tuned in. GodsEthanChild.
Let's
I'm your host,
go.
Mr. Jones, baby. We're gonna get at you.